on Q105.
Welcome back, boys and girls. Hanging out with you on a Wednesday. Glorious day here in the TOL, the 419, the OHIO. It's Q105, sunny and nice with a high of 85. Partly sunny tomorrow and 85. 62 at the last check. Might even be a little warmer than that deal. All right, 419-240-1055 to play along and text. I try to get to all the texts, too, by the way. I try to respond to all of them during the show. If I don't, forgive me on that. What do we got? Something was going on during the break I was going to mention, darn it. Now I can't think of what it was. I hate when that happens.
The dogs next door? So many animals need homes, people. Adopt.
No, that wasn't
don't
it.
Shop.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember what
it was. Was it football related?
Nah, I don't know what it was. I don't remember. All right, let me just do the dope of the day for today, Susan.
It's time for Denny Schaefer's Dope of the Day, brought to you by Smith Bonds and Surety on Toledo's Q105.
Cucumber rage.
Excuse me?
Cucumber rage. It's real, man.
Sure is.
Theodore Gunderson is 58. He goes into this Wendy's restaurant in Pennsylvania and he orders a salad, so he gets the grub. Then the 5'8", 240-pound Gunderson immediately caused a disturbance by throwing the salad at an employee because the salad did not have enough cucumbers.
Dun, dun, dun.
Cucumber rage, people. It's a real thing. And then he threatened employees. He said, if I had a gun or a knife, you'd be the first to go. Because they didn't put enough cucumbers in his salad.
Isn't that crazy?
So the police show up. Gunderson's out in his car. He refused to put his window down or get out of the car. When the cop tried to grab the keys from the vehicle's ignition, Gunderson began to drive away. And the officer's hand and arm still inside the vehicle. So Gunderson was arrested for assault of a law enforcement officer, which is a felony. And three misdemeanors, including making terroristic threats and disorderly conduct.
All over a cucumber.
Cucumber rage
right.
is real, man!
I mean, I like my cucumbers, but I can live without them.
Will you fight for them like Theodore did?
I don't think so.
All right, Theodore Gunderson, if you're listening and you're able, come on down to the station. We'll give you a certificate that says, on this Wednesday, the 9th of August, 2017, the year of our Lord, Susie. Tell me what he is.
You are the dope of the day, brought to you by Smith Bonds and Surety on Toledo's Q105.
All right, here's a thought. It probably wasn't the cucumbers that he was really upset about.
You don't think so?
No. Usually when it's something that trivial, it's usually that's what just made you snap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the last straw.
It's like road rage. I mean, there's crazy road rage out there right now. Like I was a wuss. The other day, I'm driving after the show, and somebody just opens up their car door and drops a styrofoam cup on the road.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, and then drives off. And I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
You're a litter bug.
That drives me crazy.
And I was going to lay on the horn and get up there and, you know, whatever. And then I'm just like, but what if they're a crazy person?
Yeah, isn't it sad that's the first thing you have to think
What if
of?
They're, you know, this is going to set them off and it's on like Donkey Kong? I ain't got time for that. I got to go home and take a nap.
Well, what right. if you just picked it up and didn't say anything to them? Like you just picked up their garbage.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Pick it up and then throw it at
so
them.
So they can
speed up and get
no!
next to them. And throw it back.
No!
Don't say anything. Just smile and pick it up and go back to your car.
Smile, pick it up, and then flip them off.
Cucumber rage. I think a cucumber rage.
Don't you think the guilt will get to him?
You're going
to
be good,
no,
though. If
no.
I next, yeah, next situation, like I'm going to grab it and go up there. Hey, you dropped something. Is this yours?
Did you lose this?
Because you opened up the damn door, and it's like your mom's yeah, driving right. behind you. Is going to pick up after you, you pig.
This is going to fall. Geez. This fell out of your car. I feel but bad no, when I hesitate and I want to throw like an apple core out.
That's
no.
okay.
I feel guilty.
No, don't throw that out
I
either.
I don't.
Good.
I take
you.
It
Wait
home.
Wait a minute.
I,
no.
I put it in
you
my
throw...
cup holder.
Thank you, Trish.
I
she
do.
Can't
until
throw
I get
an apple core.
Hello. birds and other critters eat
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're going to get run over in the process. No, you shouldn't do
well,
that.
You whip it out on the shoulder of the road.
Oh, okay.
No, and when they
have good aim,
and then when they get run over, and then you got all the other critters that'll eat the dead roadkill.
No, because it'll be my luck. I'll throw it out the window, and that's just when a police officer is there, and you still get tagged for littering, even
yeah.
if it's biodegradable.
You do?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, now don't be making statements unless you know.
I think so.
You can get arrested if you throw a apple core
I don't know if they arrest
out.
You, but I think they can
ticket.
Find you a ticket.
Ticket.
I think so. Litter's litter.
Do you?
No,
think,
I don't think it is.
Do you think Paul saw the carcass today of the deer that he
I don't
hit?
Think he looked for it.
You don't think so?
No.
How could you miss it?
See,
do
I don't. Think? I'm not sure Paul murdered it. I think this deer had a death wish.
You think it was suicidal? It had a bad week.
Had enough.
It was the last straw.
Can't take the pressure of right. Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I thought he'd just
Fire
take him.
Fire and fury.
I know it.
Thought he'd just take himself out and end it quick.
Screw it. We're going to nuclear war any minute anyway. I'm just going to, oh, there's a van. Bam. There's a white van. Bam.
He really should have gotten treatment.
And then pooped all over the side of Paul's car.
Nobody paid attention to that deer.
I'm just telling
I'm gonna
you.
I'm going to ask him when he comes in if he saw it. And
anyway,
it
back
bad.
To the deal. Isn't that the way you think about when you see people go nuts and they get all upset, you know, and they get so angry and whatever, and it's usually over something stupid. That's not what's bothering them.
No. Mm-mm.
It's usually they're carrying around some kind of heavy load.
Right.
Maybe it's a secret, yeah. something that they carry, and it adds stress. You don't even realize mm-hmm. it, and then this is how it comes out.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how it came out for this dude.
Yeah.
He didn't get enough cucumbers on his salad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to threaten to kill somebody. And then he gets arrested. And part of it being arrested is the terroristic threats against a fellow human being by saying, if I had a knife or a gun, you'd be the first mm-hmm. I'd kill. It's like, you didn't get enough cucumbers on a salad, you moron. What the hell?
How much was a salad, I wonder?
They're pretty cheap at Wendy's.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, maybe it was just, nice. You know.
I mean, it'd be one thing if you get like a grilled chicken salad and there's like two little things of chicken. But it's cucumbers. Really? That's the hill you're willing to die on. That's the
that's
sword.
That's the battle you pick.
That's the sword you're going to fall on. Yup. This is it. This no
cucumber.
No, people are done screwing yeah. with me. I want my damn cucumbers. And how does he know? How does he know how many he's supposed to get?
Yeah, is there a number? Is there a rule?
In his world, yes. Hmm. In his world, absolutely. But we've all done it.
Never
we've all,
a cucumber.
We've all, you know, you got something that you're...
Snapped?
Yeah, over something completely stupid.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Comes out of your mouth and...
But usually, it doesn't get to the point where you get arrested.
No.
No. Anyway.
True, and it's usually not over cucumbers.
Not usually. All right, coming up, do women really overthink things more than men?
I don't know. You'll have to talk to the folks at Google about that.
Science! Mm-hmm. Science will give us the answer to that question.
Was it Google that fired somebody for writing a...
Diversity.
The diversity issue?
Yep. It was Google.
Women are... What was it? What was he saying? I didn't
I
read the whole story. Women are
neither did I.
Worse at technology and stuff, so they shouldn't be doing it in the first place or something. And it was all about diversity.
Yeah, I don't know the story.
I don't know.
It'd be good if I had it in front of me, though.
That's pretty funny.
But it's okay. We love rabbit trails on this show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we get to a break, hey, do you want to eat healthy when you eat out?
Yes.
And do you want it to taste good?
Yes.
I got the place, man, the Grape Leaf Diner. Yummy, yummy, good stuff. I can taste right now their deep fried pita bread, and it got the little seasoning on there.
Yeah, what do they do with that?
I don't know. Don't ask questions.
It's crack.
It is. Just eat them. It's good. It's healthy. It's good. Go see our friend Arbide. Although I think he's out of the country right now.
They
but they're
ask
open.
For extra pita.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's nice.
Because you plow through it before meal comes.
Right
terrible.
There on the, it's right there yeah. on the table. First thing we do, hey, bring us. We need some hummus, and then you just boom. You use those garlic, they're like garlicky or whatever it is on there, man. Absolutely awesome. So if you haven't been to the Grape Leaf Diner, McCord in Angola in Holland, you need to get your fannies over there. They're open today at 11 a.m., 11 a.m. to 9, so you can go over there for lunch. And then that's Sunday through Thursday. Weekends are open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. You will, oh, the chicken shawarma, that's what I always get. I absolutely love that. The fattoush is good. The grape leaves are awesome. Falafel, gyros, skewers, kebabs. Never, ever have I ever had a bad meal at the Grape Leaf Diner. Not one time, not even close. You'll love the place, and you'll love how the staff, our beat staff, takes care of you. They truly are a taste above the rest. So get over to Grape Leaf Diner. Do it today. Go to lunch. Go to dinner there. Like I said, in Holland, corner of McCord Road in Angola. No more construction. That sweet roundabout is done. And when you go see him, make sure you tell him Denny Schaefer sent you. Now, isn't something going to happen here in about 4 minutes, Susie, with our latest sweet deal?
Oh, yeah. At 9 o'clock, you can log on to our website, Q1055.com. Click on the sweet deals link, and you can win a Rockets sweet deal, which includes 4 tickets to the home opener against Elon. It's Thursday, August 31st. You also get 4 autographed posters from Coach Candle and a Coach Candle bobblehead.
Nice.
Yes,
can you believe
50
it? It's
bucks.
Football season, and the Rockets are supposed to win it all this year in the MAC, so let's hope that happens.
Nice.
So that, you got about 3 minutes you can log on. Q105, you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is John.
John, what are you calling for?
I'm calling for the Rockets tickets.
Hold on. Q-L-E-O! Get ready for another season of that, people. Dude, you're the first caller. Congratulations.
Yay,
you get our sweet deal.
Yeah,
you a big Rockets fan, are you, John?
Looking forward to football season. Absolutely.
Me too, brother. All right, hold the line, and we'll get your info. Bam! He was playing
just
along.
Like that.
We told you, what, hour and a half ago, when you hear the fight song, first one to call gets the sweet deal. So
that's
congratulations.
Cool. Good job.
All right, final hour of the show is next. Science says... Wait till you hear this one.